And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Corey Sandin today. Rock Cod Rick's in beautiful Hawaii, hanging out with his wife and family there. Hey, we have a great show for you today. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star, and Tim Merrily and Catherine from Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. We have a great show talking fishing, cooking, fish processing, and more. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in here today, this Saturday of Easter weekend. And great group.
Yeah, we have a great group, and great to have you, Corey, and in the studio here. And Tim,
morning.
You brought a whole contingency.
I know, well,
yeah,
my better half, and then we brought our secret weapon here today.
Yeah.
There's a few secret weapons over there at Fisherman's Processing, you know, Catherine foremost among them. She is the one of the managers there. Takes care of everything from A to Z when it comes to fish processing. So those of you who have questions about the whole process, signing up reservations, any of that, she is amazing, and her customer service skills are phenomenal. Probably the most pleasant person I could ever imagine in every way.
Wow.
Also, she's a professional chef, has been for many years. I'll let her speak to her own credentials. But we always get questions about cooking fish when we're on here, especially talking about Fisherman's Processing. So fire away this time.
Right?
We
bring it on.
A true expert in the house who can tell you about recipes, how to cook every single fish we catch, and more. So,
good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Great to have you and both of you. And what's been going on at Fisherman's Processing?
Oh, just actually gearing up for the season. The local bite's been great, so we've had a lot of yellowtail come in. Some local guys came in and dropped off. We had a beautiful halibut come in this week. Yeah, it was a nice one. So we're just, we're gearing up and getting ready. So fun talking to our customers. They're calling in, making reservations for the trips, and we're like, it's looking good early.
Yeah. So do you have a lot of private boaters that bring your fish in, or by people that are running on the full day boats?
Consistent contingent that have come through. I'd say one of our favorites, we posted him on our Instagram this week, is Pat Gerard. He and his dad, we used to call him the halibut guys. His dad sadly passed, but we loved him, Jim. And Pat came back in this week, and he and his friend had been out, and they got limits on halibut, and the biggest one he brought in for us to fillet this week, which was really great.
How big was it?
It was 23 pounds.
That's a nice one.
25 pounds, 25.2, 42 inches. Like,
whoa.
So, yeah.
That's a good one.
It was a good one. Yeah.
And
nice
limits.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just to say limits is good.
Yeah. Just on his skiff, pulled upright. And, you know, it's a classic piece that we are honored to do. He called us from pulling the skiff out and said, I don't think I'm going to be there until like right at 2. And Catherine and I are like, we'll wait for you, no problem. So that is something. We get in there early, we stay late, whatever we can do to accommodate and help our customers and go from there. So, you know, just getting the shop ready. We've got new sun shirts in, a whole new product line with a new
the
logo.
Yeah, the love t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sweatshirts,
Our daughter Charlie gave us a little variation on our logo, so we feel really
good. Oh, she drew that?
Yeah, Charlie made
it. No,
that.
Come on.
Yeah, she did this one, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Charlie's the graphic designer for us, so it's pretty great.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And then you have Duke, of course, on the boat, too, right?
Yeah, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
We like him.
Yeah. Well, you got him working hard on the boat, right?
Yeah.
I've seen you guys doing maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah, he's in there every day and you know, grinding away at it. He's a driver. And I wonder where you got that from.
Gee, I wonder.
But he's doing a great job. He's getting ready. You know, he's going to be running the boat very shortly here.
Yeah, you guys are on a trip soon, right?
Yeah, we leave on Friday, next Friday, the 10th.
Next Friday.
Yeah, which we're way ready to go fishing again. Yeah.
To go down below.
Yeah, well, our first trip's an 8-day. You know, last year we put that April, we plugged that April 8-day back into the schedule, which we took it was a quite a few year hiatus from it. It just kind of fell out of favor. I don't know. We had a couple slow trips, whatever it was. But we used to run that trip all the time. I mean, it was a staple on our schedule, early April 8-day, even a couple of them. And it's just a phenomenal time of year, especially for Alejos Rocks. I mean, that is like the big yellowtail time of the year. Traditionally, you know, yellowtail and also really good yellowfin tuna fishing. You know, everybody, for whatever reason, has always thought of it, oh, it's too early, you know, the water's got to get warm. We've caught yellowfin tuna at Alejos Rocks, made phenomenal catches in 62, 63 degree water.
Wow.
At this time of year, March, April. So, I mean,
water's warm right now.
The water's warm. And then I was going to say, you get that occasional off year, El Nino, warm water, whatever the condition, where it opens the door for everything else. Wahoo, which you wouldn't think Alejos Rocks Wahoo in April. Really not till July, August. Well,
it's
possible. The guys coming up on the big rig last trip, they caught Wahoo there. They had 18.
Wow.
So it's on. You know, the water's 72 degrees there, 72 degrees. Really good fish around the outside bank. Really good fish around Alejos, tuna, yellowtail, Wahoo, the whole nine yards. So it's. We're excited about going. I know a couple of the other guys, they jumped on the train, on the bandwagon, which is fantastic. I'm glad, you know, get everybody out and mobilize come April and start fishing, because there's a lot of good opportunities. There's still tons and tons of bluefin down below also.
I was going to ask, what's the story of the latest on the bluefin?
You know, the bluefin, that there was a good little pocket of fish that showed up, and the guys, you know, Aliar and a couple of the other guys took advantage of it. It was down there like 130, 150 miles, and that fish is running around. It's all still here. They kind of got off it. The wind blew. It's still around. But the sign down below where it's been, you know, west of Uncle Sam Bank, west of Abriojos, Rosa Bank, that fish is still, there's a lot of it, and it's viable, and there are big ones down there too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just a world of opportunity up and down that whole coast right now. I'm really stoked that we resurrected that trip, because, you know, you don't like to leave meat on the bone, so to speak. It's like, you know, all that fish is there, you know, all that potential for good fishing. So we plugged it back in, and away we go.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Cool.
We got a couple more things to do on the boat. You know, we're doing the classic, you know, painting the deck today, did some cosmetic stuff. A lot of mechanical work this year inside the boat. A lot of little, you know, knickknacks that we have been bugging us for a long time, ankle biters that we finally took the time to just address.
Yeah.
But, you know, a boat's like the Golden Gate Bridge. You start on one end, and it's by the time you get to that end,
you got to start on the other end.
Yeah, it's like everywhere I look, I go, oh, we could have done that. You got to move on, man. You got to go fishing.
So, Catherine, being a chef and a restaurateur, how did you end up at Fisherman's Processing?
That is a very good question. I get asked that a lot, and it's because of this wonderful lady over here. She's probably the only person that I would leave the kitchen for. She had an amazing opportunity for me to come and just give my customer service expertise to Fisherman's Processing, and working with her, I couldn't turn that down. So.
Oh, that's cool.
But leaving the kitchen, but yet you're dealing with what is going to happen to be in the kitchen, like with the fresh fish. And
yeah, it's really exciting. It's definitely been fun to look at it from like a different angle as a, you know, restaurant manager. You know, we mostly just get the fish already filleted. So it's been really fun to just learn more about all the different species that are here in Southern California.
That's cool. Well, hey, special guest Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning, Pete, and good morning to the Fisherman's Processing crew. And make no bones about it, Pete, the brains behind that operation is Marilyn, not Kim.
Oh, we know that.
And she has put together one hell of a crew. Meanwhile, you need to know, Aliar has 40 fish aboard catching fish right now, 20 to 50 pounds, seeing lots of schools. Saw them during the night, only caught 8 during the night, 170 miles. Good fishing. He's on a 2-day trip. He has openings on his next 2 2-day trips. So if somebody wants to catch bluefin early, all they got to do is book on the Polaris Supreme.
And book at daytime, too, which is real. I like that idea.
Yep, fly line fish
this morning. Daytime bluefin.
And we'll be there bright and early to meet them, Frank.
Yeah, tomorrow?
I know you
yes,
will.
Yes, we will, every time.
Yeah, so you guys go over to Seaforth and pick up for
absolutely.
The Polaris Supreme.
Absolutely, yeah. Polaris Supreme, Pac Voyager, anybody over there that's got it, yeah. Yep. Actually, that's been something in this off season too. We've actually had passengers reach out to us, and we're showing up there in the evening. We've got a crew now that can go over in the evening. As long as we get 5 passengers or more, we'll be happy to go over there.
You guys picked up fish from San Diego.
Yellowtail was amazing.
That's cool. Yeah. So the Polaris Supreme has openings on 2 2-day trips coming up.
Yep, it's the only openings left in April, I believe. The next 2 2-day trips, each one has 5 openings. They're going for sure. So, more important thing is, you know, several schools. You saw several schools during the night, seeing good schools this morning. And when I talked to him just a few minutes ago, they were catching fish fly lining. And a lot of that 40 fish was on the fly line.
Wow. And how's the weather?
Good news. Flat, calm, beautiful.
Oh, you gotta love that. And I saw the Royal Polaris left the other day on a long trip, right?
Yep, he left yesterday and he's on his way.
All right, and we'll have.
I'm sure he'll stop at Alejos and try and scratch a few Wahoo.
Try and steal him from the Royal Star before they get down there.
Oh, you've just got to exactly pin him out a little bit, make him work for him.
Got to soften him up.
Hey, Frank, that's great news. PolarisSupreme.com. If you want to book, and Lindsay's standing by there, if you want to call and talk to her. But that I'm sure there's not very many openings the rest of the season after these two days.
You know, there's a couple. I've been amazed. We had a couple cancellations. There's a couple in, I believe, late July, and there's 2 in August. But there's not a lot, that's for sure. And you know that always got to remember that December fishing is just phenomenal. We'll talk about that another time.
Especially
but anyhow,
this year. Well, Frank, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call and the update.
And you got a fabulous group that people are going to want to fire questions at them. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the update. Nice to hear. That's good news because last week they kind of missed a little bit, right?
This time, number one, it's needle and haystack. You know, you only have 1 or 2 boats out there that are driving around. That's a, you know, we've got a lot of technology at our disposal now between the temperature chart, the 50-meter chart. Obviously, the weather, you know, plays big into it.
Right.
So it's not just a complete crapshoot, but it's a hell of a lot easier when you have 15 boats out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot easier to find them. It's a lot easier to stay on them, track them. But that fish, it's a really good sign. You know, the way this whole bluefin, we've talked about it before. If there's a little here, a little there, a little here, there's a lot around. I mean, there's just that's the way it is. They don't all come up at once. You know, once in a while they do, but in general, they don't all come up at once. And if you get a little sign scattered around, there's a whole bunch of them around. And I know there's fish as close as 80, 90, 100 miles, 70 miles. There's been scattered sign. So that bodes very well on, you know, for the upcoming month and you know, all the way into the beginning of summer.
And you're talking about bluefin still down towards Central Baja.
Oh, tons.
Like, is that bigger fish?
A lot of it is. But that's where the real meat is. Yeah.
And it's interesting, Tim, because isn't that stuff usually, like, with that warm of water starting to march this direction?
One would think so, but, you know, I don't know what the phenomenon is. I know traditionally, you know, historically, going back, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, there was a very consistent, especially in the spring, bluefin sign, all the way down as far as Mag Bay. And we saw it ourselves back in the 90s. Yeah, we'd be going down there to pick up anglers on our fly-down, fly-back trips. There's these giant schools of bluefin outside of Mag Bay or outside of the ridge.
But just untouchable at that point in time.
Speaking of bluefin, how about Aliar is on the line right now?
Oh, let's go, Aliar.
What's up, Aliar?
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing great. Yeah, Frank was just talking about you.
Oh, okay. I was just calling it. Same report as Frank.
No,
okay.
But let's hear it.
Oh, it's just good fly line fishing right now. We got 30 out of this drift, and we're pulling on 5. And it's nice fish, 20 to 50 pound bluefin. Ooh. So good fishing.
Yeah, and daytime, right?
Yeah, we had 11 last night. You know, the moon's pretty bright, so it was hard to work with. And then, 30 daytime fish so far. We got 4 or 5 hooked up right now, too.
Nice. That's good. And you're seeing good schools around.
No, you know, we haven't seen any big giant schools around so far this year, which is actually not a bad thing. You know, we just see good scattered fish, small schools, and everything we see is pretty eager. So it's a good sign around.
Yeah, no kidding. And also Frank mentioned that the next two-day trips, is that next weekend that the two-day trips are?
We got one leaving Monday morning. So we get in tomorrow, and then we leave Monday morning at 6 a.m. That one's got 5 open spots, and then we have another one leaving on Wednesday with 5 open spots.
Definite goes?
Yeah. They're almost full. They each only have 5 open spots. So we're going to go for sure.
Well, Mary Lee and her crew from Fisherman's Processing are here in the studio, and they said they'll be there tomorrow to see you,
yes,
right?
Yes, we will, Aliar. Keep it coming,
all right,
my hero.
Sounds good.
All right. Well,
thank you. You guys have a good show.
Hey,
thanks
for the update, PolarisSupreme.com. Right. Thanks, Aliar. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
that
very much.
Man, a little flyline action, daytime.
That sounds like fun.
Tim's chomping.
There's just nothing better than that. I mean, look, we all love the Night Warriors, and, you know, I mean, that has its... It's a unique brand of excitement, but there is absolutely nothing better than the long drift, fly line base,
clunker.
Upwind, clunker, just drifting along. You know, you go down to one going, maybe you go dried. One gets hooked back. You get back up 5, 6 going, the wave of them comes through. Just
20 to 50 pounders, too. Those are nice
fish.
Yeah,
Yeah. Those are catching size.
Yeah. So when are you going to create a kitchen at Fisherman's Processing Facility so Catherine can kind of show some of her talents.
When I buy a new building.
Yeah. Well, come on. You set aside a little corner for Catherine to put a kitchen.
So cute. I love your plan.
We definitely dream about it. And I still get to use my culinary skills. Currently, we have a ceviche spice, and I'm in the kitchen right now trying to revamp it, make it something new and fun for us to have at the shop for people to buy. You know.
Yeah.
That's tried and true, that Pokemix and our combo is just, it's so popular, it goes through, and we just look at the ceviche, as I said earlier, yellowtail's my favorite, so yellowtail ceviche, how do you go wrong with that, and Catherine's going to enhance our rub and our ceviche line, so that's going to be a great compliment this year.
What's your recipe for yellowtail ceviche, because I too love yellowtail.
I mean, ceviche is something that you just have to keep it simple with fresh ingredients, like lots of lime juice and let that meat cook in there, and then I'm just going to add like fresh cucumber, fresh avocado, fresh tomato, fresh red onions, lots of cilantro. I love cilantro. I know not everybody's a fan. I personally am.
I like it.
And then a little salt and pepper and call it a day. Oh, and I always throw serranos, lots of serranos, make it spicy.
And how long do you let it cook in the lime juice?
It's going to depend on how much you have in there, but you're going to know that it's finished because it'll have firmed up and turned white. So it just will depend on the size that you cut your fish down to. But I would say just a couple hours is all it really needs.
Yeah. Put it in the refrigerator, just let it kind of...
Yeah, let it marinate, and you'll see it go from being, you know, clear to like a nice white firm color, and you'll know it's ready.
Mm. Sounds delicious.
What fish do you think makes the best ceviche?
It's going to be yellowtail.
Yellowtail?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anytime I can snag some yellowtail off the Royal Star when it comes in, I am taking it.
Yeah. Sounds right? good to me.
Oh, bring it on.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show for you today. A lot to talk about with bluefin biting and yellowtail biting, and we're biting because
Right?
going to get us very hungry to eat some.
I agree with you, Pete. I mean, having Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star and then Catherine, the chef, and Mary Lee. I mean, the whole crew in here, right? Fishman's Processing, Royal Star. We're going to have a really fun day. And I'm sure somebody's got some culinary questions as well, and Catherine will be right here for that. And if you want to join us, you can do so. Telephone number at the fan. Do we have Kyle or do we have Jeff?
Yeah.
Kyle. Okay, good morning, Kyle. So Kyle will be answering your call at 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app. It's only right there on the app. It says text the show. It's very simple. Make sure you do include your name and your telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're going to have maybe Catherine flip the coin to see whether our prize today is going to go to a lucky caller or a lucky texter, and we're giving away a full day trip out of Fisherman's Landing. So it could be on the Liberty, more than likely, is running currently.
No, actually, it's actually for an over. Excuse me, it was an overnight.
Oh, an overnight trip. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
I put full day, but it's actually going to be an overnight.
An overnight trip.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you want to upgrade that to a day and a half, I know Carl and the gang over there will
be more than happy to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Full day or overnight trip out of
Fishman's Landing right here. So, again, you want to join us, 833-288-0973, or send us a text via the app. We're going to be right back, not only on the Let's Talk Cook About YouTube, Facebook Live, but we're also on 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
All right, welcome back. Man, we're just talking cooking stuff and having a great time in the world headquarters here. And if you want to join us, you can do so at 833-288-0973 or send us a text via the app.
Your phones are packed up. Let's jump into it.
Let's do that. How about Dave? Dave Cohn from Anza. Good morning, Dave. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, Tim, I've had some really great trips with you there on the Royal Star.
We're still eating bluefin from that Let's Talk Hookup trip last summer where we loaded up the boat. That was a great job there at Fisherman's Processing they did for me. And my question on the fish processing, can you take care of us if we're on a boat that gets back to the dock in the evening?
Hi. Nice to hear that you still got your fish going. We can if we have at least 5 anglers and we get advance notice. We'll go ahead and schedule for that. So
how much advance notice?
I would say we need at least 3 days notice.
Okay.
On that, and then we can adapt the schedule and go from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as long as 5 anglers commit to processing their fish,
yep,
at Fisherman's Processing, you'll be there.
And then the same philosophy, like, God forbid, we hate to talk about that word skunk, but if it does happen, that deposit will come right back to you, or we'll carry it over to your next trip, and we'll go from there. But if you just have, if you have at least 5 of you that are going to go, we'll go anywhere, any of the 4 landings and meet you guys.
So that's a good point to make. That commitment means a reservation secured with a deposit.
With a deposit.
Yeah.
Right.
And
which is easy to do online at Fisherman's Processing.
Exactly. You it's very simple. The process is self-explanatory. But if I know all of us aren't computer savvy. So if you are intimidated by the process or you don't want to, give us a call. Give the girls
call
a call.
Catherine.
Yeah,
call Catherine.
8 to 2 every day. So call on in. We'll help you out.
Just call. Give credit card. That's the deposit. You're good.
Yeah. And we'll send you confirmation email if you'd like one. Yeah, it works out great. We actually call everybody back. It's so funny. The girls will be on the line with one customer. Another one calls on the other line. They're like, sorry, we missed your call. And they're like, I can't believe you called me back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's what we're here for. Yeah,
old school customer service.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dave. Appreciate that. You have a great text, huh?
I do, Pete. Yeah, and thank you for sending in the Let's Talk Hookup app. This one comes from DJ in San Diego, and he says, San Diego has the best fish processors and love to pick up my rockfish fillets. Since you opened the door for cooking questions, I really need help with wahoo cooking. And I have baked, fried, and grilled, and it always seems to be overcooked, even though I monitor it closely. I know it can be done because they cook an excellent wahoo on the XL. Any cooking hints would be appreciated. Again, DJ.
Yeah, DJ, my suggestion to you is to go buy yourself a nice digital thermometer. Fish is cooked when it reaches 145, so what you're going to want to do is get your fish to, like, 140 and then pull it off of whatever way you're cooking it. Pull it off the grill, take it off the pan, and then let it reach the rest of that 145 just naturally, and you'll have yourself a nice, you know, moist fish after that.
And it's so easy to overdo wahoo. You
it
know,
is. It
all,
is.
All fish.
Yeah. All fish,
right.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I always recommend having a thermometer. You can't mess it up if you are following the science, which is that at 145 it's done. So,
any particular thermometer that you would recommend?
Honestly, there's so many out there. Yeah. I do recommend a digital thermometer. They're a little more accurate than the old school kind.
So, yeah, the old school that are just a single probe. So, actually, the ones that have a probe that you put into the fish and
That's correct. And you're gonna want to measure that temperature. I should have been more specific, at the thickest part of your fish, whatever piece that you're cooking. So not on the side, usually right there in the middle.
So pull it off at 140.
Yeah, and then let it raise all the way to 145. Yeah, it can continue to cook for a couple more minutes, even if after you pop.
And we have those thermometers at the shop.
You do? Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Look at that.
You were just waiting for that. You were holding out on us right there, man.
Always. I know it surprises you, but full service.
Full service. Yeah, you've got all kinds of stuff in that shop, don't you?
Yes, we do.
A lot of new clothing and foul weather gear. And
good weather gear. We actually just introduced the new Grundon's Deck Boss flip-flops are in there now, too, firm shirts. So, I mean, this beautiful weather. Look at this day. Come on.
Yeah, 58 degrees, right?
Absolutely.
We got to love that. Let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do that, Pete. How about Alex? Alex calling from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I had a question on on vacuum sealing and marinating fish. I've seen, like, videos and stuff like that of people that will kind of, like, pre-marinate fish or put herbs in it. I'm wondering if you guys recommend that or if I should vacuum seal my fish first and then marinate it after I thaw it. Is there any recommendation where I could kind of, like, maximize the flavor?
I mean, both of those are great options. You can put the marinade in and then vacuum seal and then refrigerate or freeze your fish. Or you can do it just right there in the refrigerator. What I would always recommend is to never unthaw your fish still inside of that vacuum seal bag, though. You're going to want to take it out and let it thaw naturally in the refrigerator. But you're going to get good flavor from either technique.
Let's talk about that, because that's an important thing you just said. Don't just stick the packaged fish into your refrigerator to thaw.
That's
Take
correct.
It out of the package.
Yes.
Why?
It's a potential for you to get sick that way. Yeah. Botulism would be the word
bacteria.
For it. But
even though it's sealed, it still could get...
That's correct. It's the safest way for you to eat your fish is going to be to take it out of the vacuum seal bag, specifically with tuna. But most of your fish, I would recommend then wrapping it in a paper towel so that as it unthaws, that moisture is pulled away from it so that you have the best texture to your fillet afterwards. But I would put it inside the refrigerator. If you are in a rush and you like want to eat your fish right now, the next best thing to do if you can't be patient and let it unthaw naturally in the refrigerator would be to take it out of the vacuum seal bag, put it back inside of a Ziploc bag, and then unthaw it under cold water. Fish actually unthaws pretty fastly that way.
In cold water. Yeah. Okay, good tips.
Cold water.
Yeah, that's an important thing, too. And the paper towel thing really does work.
Yeah, it
does. Sucks all that moisture out and makes the fish taste like it was fresh.
It does. And yeah. I've eaten pieces of fish that we vacuum sealed at Fisherman's Processing almost a year later with that technique, and it felt like it just was pulled out of the ocean.
It
and again, it's cold water. Everybody gets impatient.
Yeah.
And we have customers that like almost like sous vide their fish because they put it in a bag and they're running the hot water on it. And we're like, oh.
Yeah, that
you know,
well.
It's like,
not a good
scenario.
Please,
please do cold water.
But definitely take it out of the vacuum bag, put it
in
a separate bag.
Okay,
good tip. Here's another one from Jeff in Mission Viejo, and he says, I fished the Star several times, loved the operation. Does the man, the myth, Randy Toussaint ever run any trips?
The man, the myth, Randy Toussaint is officially retired from Royal Star.
Yes.
Although he still serves in an advisory role, especially to my young son, Duke. Randy and Duke are super tight, so he's an incredibly valuable resource, both from a maintenance side as well as fishing, as well as life. I mean, he's just an amazing guy. But he hasn't run a trip on Royal Star. I want to say this is going on – this is either 3 or 4 years now.
Well, he just went out with Chris, though.
Yeah, he went on the boat, went fishing, and went out there, and he was just breaking everybody's balls and showing what a good fisherman he actually still is.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't run the boat since – again, it's been at least 3 years. He retired from running the boat. Yeah. We've got plenty of manpower, and he's got, you know, his pursuits with his lobster fishing and fishing local fish, crab, et cetera. So,
and now your son Duke is your other partner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Duke
Randy actually, shares, right? He actually sold his shares to Duke. Duke had an incredible opportunity, and you know, it's obviously a legacy thing, a way for way for Randy to pay it forward, and Duke is just, you know, he's just an amazing kid. He's got a lot of attributes that Randy and I had and other, you know, others who are really successful in this business, and his dedication is it's sincere. It's real. You know, he's had a love for this, as we all know, seeing him when he was a kid, you know, since he was tiny down here at the docks and he's good at it. You know, he's not, he's got all those that combination. It's really rare. And he's, you know, obviously one of those guys that he can do it.
And he carries himself well. And he's so well-spoken. And it's, Tim, it, honestly, from you and Mary Lee, I mean, he's like a little mini me, Tim.
Yeah.
He's not so little.
Yeah. But anyway, he
might be taller than you, I think.
I think we're getting close.
He's taller than me.
I'm shrinking. I'm shrinking. He's growing. But anyway, Randy, he sold the shares to Duke. Duke, you know, jumped in with both feet. And I mean, what a – just, again, I don't want to go too far admiring my own son. But, you know, he worked on a boat for a few years, and that kid saved every dime. And when he had an opportunity to buy in
– It was time.
He came in and wrote a huge check of his own money.
But, of course, Mrs. Toussaint, Tracy, is still running the office.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in there, and obviously
her. When is she going to retire?
Well,
you'll have to ask her that.
I've told her that. That said, we've also encouraged her to take, you know, more time with Randy and enjoy the fruits of their labors, because they've both been, I mean, this is 30 years this year? This year is 30 years. Yeah. As a matter of fact, right now, I think we bought Royal Star. We did. We bought Royal Star in April of 1996.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's been running the office since 1996, 30 years. And, you know.
And Randy and Tracy's 30-year wedding anniversary.
That's right.
It's coming up.
Wow.
It's coming up this month.
Holy mackerel.
Randy's the godfather of both of our kids. So, you know, Uncle Randy and Aunt Tracy.
So she's still running the show. And like you said, every minute she spends running the show is a benefit to all of us. I mean, she has been the foundation. I've said and freely offer, she's been, you know, the foundation or the most critical part of our foundation of success for the past 30 years. So
I'm sure the passengers are wishing that she does not retire.
Well, she's like,
she's a part of the family.
She's friends with all of them.
Yes, I mean,
she's
exactly.
It's thousands of people. It's a crazy. I've told this story before, but I'll go out in the boat and, you know, I've been out with this individual since, you know, for, I don't know, past 20 years, probably made 10 trips with him or 15 trips. And, you know, I mean, we spend a lot of time at sea together, but obviously we're focused on fishing the whole thing. Anyway, I'll be shooting the breeze with Tracy about this individual, and she'll be telling me about his wife, his kids, his grandchildren,
his work life.
Yeah, she knows everything about it.
I'm like, oh, that's good stuff.
I didn't know that. You know?
Talk about part of the family. Funny. I know it. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, and it's brought to us by Dana Lanning on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. You can mark your calendar for Saturday, May 16th. Am I reading that right?
That's May 16th.
It's the annual summer kickoff sale. Can't wait for that one. It's always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Huge discounts on everything in the store, free seminars, and by top names in the fishing world, and plenty of manufacturers' reps showing up and showing their products and answering your questions. That's Saturday, May 16th. Big sale at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Landing launch ramp and right across from SeaWorld. Check danalanding.com. And good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing well, man. How's everything going there at Seaforth? I know there's been a few yellows biting, rockfish back open. How's it going?
Oh, I mean, at this point, do we say this is just still last season, since we never really took a break catching fish, or
right,
make a distinction, say new season started. So either way, fishing's pretty solid, like saying there, the rock fishing on the new Seaforth, very good rock fishing, reds, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin, a few bass in the mix there. Had a 7-4 trip in the middle of the week there. They're fishing locally because I caught some bass, bonita, good whitefish, and they'll be also doing that rock fishing one day running there. The full days fishing out the islands, San Diego and the Sea Watch both running down there. Yesterday, very good bonito fishing, some big bonito in the mix. San Diego had 4 yellowtail yesterday, 21 the day before that, 23 the day before that. So typical island fishing, what you'd expect now, yellowtail, bonito, some other stuff in the mix occasionally there. The Supreme called in. They have 40-plus bluefin on the boat. They had fish last night that turned into a morning-daytime bite today. So about what you'd expect from Aliar, and things are just rolling right along here. Half days, full days, those overnight trips and longer. We got the 7-4 local three-quarter day trips. Starting later in the month there on the 17th, the 17th and 18th, New Seaforth is running some twilight trips. 24th, 25th, they're running a couple twilight trips, so Friday, Saturday, end of the month. Starting May 1st, we're just going full speed, and those twilight trips are going to be running 7 days a week. So I know a lot of people look forward to that. Fishing's been great, so we're getting those online. The new Seaforth schedule through October is up there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. So those half days, the twilights, full days, 7-4 locals, starting to add in more of those 1 day, day and a half, 2 days. Flair Supreme's doing great. And check the website. I think they still have a few openings here and there, but that's going to disappear pretty quick here. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, pick up a burrito next door. Pick up your MC swim baits, because everything on all of those trips is being caught nothing but MC swim baits.
Good job, Marcus. I knew you still had it in you, Marcus. Good job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Marcos. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Oh, that's a great report. Some good fishing. Hey, we're going to be back with more good fishing. And Reggie from Camarillo wants to know who the lovely lady is sitting over there. And that's Catherine. She works at Fisherman's Processing. And Reggie, she's a very good chef, as we can say. And we're going to come back with more of that. And Mary Lee and Tim Ekstrom, when we return on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Fishing season is here, and Baker Marine knows you need a pair of stabilized binoculars. So they put together a fantastic bundle deal. Here's what's included. Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 binoculars, Pelican Vault case with custom laser-cut foam insert, plus the Fujinon polarized filters, all for just $14.99.99. You save $210. The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for the serious anglers. Protect your investment with the custom Pelican case and the polarized filters that help you find kelps and more on the water. This special bundle is available at Baker Marine on Shelter Island for a limited time only. Baker Marine will be at Day of the Docks on April 19th, so go by and say hi to Anthony and Brian and demo a pair of binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and take advantage of this special bundle pricing on the Fujinon TSX 1440 binoculars. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Pete, we're having so much fun in the world headquarters here this morning.
A lot just of having good stuff, a good time. A lot of phone calls. Let's jump into it.
Let's do that. How about John? John calling from Dallas. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, guys and ladies. My question to Tim is, what's your thought about getting Wahoo this year at the 9 mile?
Ooh, what did you say, the 9 mile?
Yes.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past that based on previous events. You know, what was that 2014, 2015?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, later in the year we had water temps. I remember like it was yesterday. We left on a 10-day trip in October, and we went through the Coronado Islands. The water was 76 and blue, and there was a humpback whale in there and a manta ray.
Jeez.
And I was like, am I at the Revilla Quijedos, you know, back in the 80s? Like, this is bizarre. Like, and I said to my to one of my crew members, like, man, we got to put out a couple of Wahoo jigs. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a strike. The very next day, I hear that the guys went down there in the Sea Adventure. They had 11 Wahoo. They got destroyed. You know, it was actually a school there.
Crazy.
But, I mean, certainly within the realm of possibility, maybe even likely at this point, as you know, the water temperatures are definitely elevated by 4 or 5, I would say, you know, roughly 4 or 5 degrees, especially down below. So if the trend continues and that water pushes up, I wouldn't be surprised to see Wahoo again up here local meaning within 100 miles or so, especially on kelps, you know, associated with kelps later in the season.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Who knows?
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do that. Pete, how about Tom? Tom calling from University City. Good morning, Tom.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to share with you guys how I thaw my fish, and I had a fishing question. What I do is I take the packet out of the freezer, I put it into some water, and I put a couple handfuls of ice cubes in there, and I put that in the fridge. And after like 5 hours, actually the packets of fish are covered with ice, but the inside starts to thaw real fast. And then I put it in paper towels. So for what it's worth, I don't think anything's growing in there in that situation.
And you better safe than sorry.
Yeah. All right. That's a tip. But if you look at a lot of the experts, especially we had a health inspector write the show one time, a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact, that said the same thing that Catherine said. Take it out of the package because of the chance of botulism growing.
So I have an admission to make. Oh. I have never in my life opened up the bag ahead of time. I've always thawed it in the bag.
Well, there's a lot of people
that do that. That said, I will now open the bag.
Have you ever got botulism?
I've never got sick, ever. We're going back a long, long time. Yeah. But I've always just throw it in the fridge. I just throw it in the fridge and let it thaw. But now that I know,
I put it in your head, it could happen.
Exactly.
Right.
It could happen.
Yeah. But it happened before. And honestly, I don't know how many individuals thawed their fish that way. I mean, I always assume, just like me, you just throw the bag in there and let it thaw. But
professionals say there's a chance.
There's a chance. If we did our jobs right at Fisherman's, hopefully that wouldn't happen. But you want to do the best practice every time.
And coming from Fisherman's Processing, a sanitary, clean environment, it probably aids in that process.
No question.
Yeah, there's just, there's this inherent risk with certain species of fish. Like some have parasites, others, so you got to flash freeze it and go after it. We just want you to enjoy it. We give you a table ready product in a 5-mil bag and want you to just enjoy with your friends and family.
I know we talk about it a lot in the boats, and he's still got the fishing question, but a huge part of the whole process and begins on the boat, how you handle that fish. And that goes for everybody. It's universal. But first and foremost, you want to bleed that fish. In the case of the tuna, you want to get the innards out of it so it starts cooling quickly. But you don't want to leave that fish sitting out for any significant period of time. But that fish should be in the hatch chilling within 10 minutes at the very most, especially in warm weather. And some fish, Dorado in particular, any kind of snapper, certainly yellowtail, but tuna, you leave them out for any period of time and that histamine, they go way up, especially Dorado. They're the ones, it's critical. And, you're running the risk of getting people sick if you leave that fish out to where it's baking in the sun, it's getting warm, it's heating up. Like, you got to get that fish down quick. You got to get it refrigerated. You got to in the RSW, get it down fast. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tom, are you still with us for that second question? I think we lost Tom. Anyway, I have a good question.
Oh, he is there. Yeah. Go for it, Tom.
I'm here. Okay. Yeah. So it's about line weight and hook size. I almost always fish, Max Quattro 50 with 40 pound Seaguar Gold, like 10 feet of it. And I've always had pretty good luck not going for light line. And I'll have light line tied, but I never grab it. And then last year I kind of got hosed a couple times. I didn't get the light line and I didn't catch the fish. So my question is for Tim, how do you advise people? When should they actually pull the light line rig off the rack and start using it?
When absolutely nothing else works. I mean, if you've got fish boiling around and doing their thing and nobody's getting any bites for 15 minutes or some significant period of time, then you're going to have to do what you're going to have to do. Of course, that also is relative to what size fish you have around. I mean, if we're in a school of bluefin and there's these giant big bastards, 200 pounders, 150 pounders blowing out around the boat, and we can't get a bite. You can't get a bite. Everybody's fishing there 80 and 100 pound. You don't drop down to 30.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You're not going to catch them. You're not. You're going to waste.
You might get bit.
Oh, you'll get bit. You're going to waste everybody's time, and you're going to have a heartbreak. Hopefully it busts off right away, but most of the time it doesn't. You got to walk around the boat
for 2 hours.
50 times in 2 hours and bust it off. So there is that factor, but I like the fact that you stick with the heavy line. I have found more often than not that you just give it time and you're going to hook one. Somebody's going to hook one. If if everybody starts dropping down too early, then yeah, the couple of dumb ones or the vulnerable ones, they're going to bite that light line.
They're going to succumb to it for sure.
They're going to. Yeah. But you know, if everybody, you know, if you hold the line and everybody stays with something that you have a potential of landing the fish on, whether it's 40, 50, 60, again, depending on the size of the fish around, eventually that one's going to make a mistake.
And for what Ali are seeing right now, that 20 to 50 pound fish, that kind of grade for what Tom's talking about is,
I mean, that
like
size,
perfect.
That size fish, 25 pound, 30 pound, 40 pound, that's plenty adequate.
Size.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I would add, you know, before you drop the line size, drop the hook size. It makes a big difference. It does. And look, I'm not a fan of using smaller hooks, but it makes a big difference. It does. If you're using, say, 40 pound and a 2.0 size hook, you know, go down to a 1.0 or go down to a
number one.
Yeah, number one. Exactly. And it works. It does. Yeah. There's just no
especially
question about
bluefin.
It. Especially
that's right. There was a big run on number four hooks.
Right. But yellowfin too. I mean, even down back in the good old days, you know, we fished around the islands, you'd get these, you know, they're crafty, man. They figure it out, whatever it is. And, you know, you put we'd be fishing, say, 6.0 Mutus on 100 pound, and, you know, a couple of guys would drop down. They'd say, hell with it, I'm gonna drop down to a 2.0. And, yeah, you pull a few hooks, but you start getting bites. It makes a big, big difference.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Before we move on to the next caller or text, I want to mention Chris, Marlene, and John from CalStar and the incredible job that they did at the PCS shows, both Costa Mesa and Del Mar. They raised
$16,300
for CCA and Cap Rollins. They each got $8,150 each by selling T-shirts. 100% of the proceeds from the T-shirts and sweatshirts and such went to Rollo and CCA. And then they gave $20 for each rod or rod blank sold at the shows. So
how much did they raise?
They raised $16,300.
Wow. That's incredible.
$150 each. And hats off to CalStar, John, Marlene, Chris, for all their hard work and doing the right thing for fishing. I mean, Chris and Marlene are big passengers of yours, right?
Yeah, I've been fishing with Chris and Marlene since 1992 on Royal Star. Yeah,
give Marlene the props for that new logo. I'm sure that's why those T-shirts and sweatshirts went out. She did a great job.
Okay.
She brought it in. She was working on all of it. So she's a great, she's one of Chris's people, but we call his people for sure. Yeah. She does the whole thing. She did a great job with it.
Yeah, well, hats off to them and CalStar. The CalStar and Chris's now taking over with John there, they've taken CalStar to new levels.
Yeah, just like everything Chris does, he's an amazing individual. They're amazing individuals. Yeah, real soon on the 18th we leave on a 15-day Chris's annual 15-day trip, and you know, I mean, can't sing your praises loud enough. It's one thing to really come in and I don't want to say resurrect the brand, but really give it a shot in the arm that it was sorely needed. CalStar. Yeah. And you know, just like anything Chris touches, I said it earlier, he's got the Midas touch, not because he's lucky, because he's good. I mean, he's good. That good. But
he's good fisherman of the rail?
Oh, I mean, there's no better in any kind of fishing.
Yeah.
That said, you know, as many years as he's done this, his true passion, love for the industry, and then, you know, taking over CalStar, I mean, what a way to pay it forward. And he recognizes that. And to support, you know, the between Rollo and CCA, like we all know that's
right.
What makes the world go around. I mean, we've got a lot of challenges, and it takes the green to make the scene. So thank God those guys are stepping up and doing that.
And doing it right. And I got to spend time with them across at PCS Del Mar. I was right across from them.
Yeah, right
and,
there.
Yeah, and got to spend some time with Chris and talking. Super nice guy. And John.
John's amazing. Yeah.
John is the happiest man in the world. Yeah. Like, he gets to do what he gets to do and have the backing to do it. It's
like
pretty cool.
Like his dad did, Leon.
Yes.
Hey, got a great text I want to sneak in here because I always have the questions. I get these tuna bellies from Fisheries Processing.
Uh-huh.
And I never know what to do with it. And Corey doesn't either. Good morning. Great show. Information, as always. I'm excited to hear about preparing all the fish we catch and hear a lot about tuna bellies and collars, but don't really know how to prepare them. What are your favorite ways to cook up collars and bellies?
Ooh, yes.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
The collars, I'm definitely going to put those on the grill. Like, that is such a fun way to cook them. They have a lot of meat in there. I don't think people realize how much meat, and keeping those collars is definitely going to get you a better yield on your fish. But I would throw those on the grill. For the tuna bellies, those are really good smoked, but they're higher in fat. So even just eating the belly, like sashimi, is
sashimi style,
really, really good.
How do you get that skin off, though?
How do you, it would just be a good knife, and you kind of cut into it and make yourself like a little handle for that first piece, and then you just run your knife down.
Slide it right down.
Yeah.
And, that, and then get the meat right off the belly.
Yeah, but it's like fatty, melt in your mouth. So
when you put the collar on the grill, olive oil, salt, and pepper, what do you do?
I mean, that's the way I would do it. With the fish that we catch here, it's so fresh and has great flavor on its own. I mostly tell people, like, don't do too much to your fish, because then you're really missing the thing that makes it unique, the flavor.
You know, the way I've had it the best is with mesquite on the Weber.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
just adds that extra little touch to it. Hey, we're going to be talking more cooking and more good times. Catherine, thank you for the good information. Mary Lee and Tim, we're going to be right back. The second hour is going to be on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live. We're saying goodbye to Kyle. We're going to be right back.
Visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Day at the Docks is coming, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have one last mega sale before the season. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. Fishing is taking off, and you have one last chance to capture amazing deals. Our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals. Sunday, April 19th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 Plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes,
fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.